construction in Gaza, Palestine, after the war. According to him, Indonesia is not a participant in the Arab summit meeting, but efforts to improve and liberate Palestine have been ingrained in Indonesia's foreign policy.
Yang pasti kita menyambut baik deklarasi Cairo deklarasi.
What is certain is that we welcome the Cairo declaration as a result of the Arab summit. Something that is very close to the hearts of the Indonesian people and government, because from the beginning we have said, at the right time, we'll be involved in the efforts of international community in the reconstruction of Gaza as a whole.
Pada saatnya nanti kita akan turut terlibat upaya-upaya masyarakat internasional dalam upaya rekonstruksi Gaza secara keseluruhan.
Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, said Indonesia doesn't prioritize the presence of foreign aid in development programs carried out domestically. According to him, foreign aid coming to Indonesia is second only to the main source of funding from the state budget. He conveyed this in Jakarta on Thursday to answer journalists' questions regarding the United States' plan to stop global funding through the United States Agency for International Development. He explained until now the Indonesian government has not received official information regarding the termination of the aid funds, as well as which sectors will be affected if the funding termination actually occurs.
Namun satu hal yang dapat saya tekankan adalah bahwa selama ini pemerintah Indonesia selalu menempatkan bantuan asing dari negara manapun.
One thing I can emphasize is that so far the Indonesian government has always placed foreign aid from any country as a complement, supplement, and not the main source. The main source of funding for various things needed by Indonesia comes from the state budget. Rolian Shah also said Indonesia is currently in a transition period from a recipient country to a donor country. According to him, the Indonesian government continues to strengthen internal cooperation to ensure the implementation of development programs. You are still listening to the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian House of Representatives approves the naturalization of Emil Audero Mulyadi, Dan James, and Joy Pelupesi at the House plenary meeting. Dora Pardede has the detail.
The Indonesian House of Representatives had its 14th plenary meeting of the second session of the 2024 to 2025 period on Thursday. In their meeting, members of the House approved the request for consideration of granting citizenship to three prospective players of the Indonesian national football team, Emil Audero, Dan James, and Joy Pelupesi. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Adis Kadir, at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta Thursday, said that based on presidential letters R-16 and R-17, press 03-2025, dated 3 March 2025. The House has assigned Commission 10 and Commission 13 to discuss the naturalization. The two commissions agreed that the three prospective national team players were approved to be granted citizenship of the Republic of Indonesia.
Based on the result of the discussion of Commission X and Commission 13 of the House of Representatives, the House agreed granting consideration to approve Indonesian citizenship to Joy Matish Pelupesi, Emil Audero Mulyadi, and Dean Ruben James. In the meeting, we asked for approval at today's plenary. Whether the application for consideration of granting citizenship of Republic of Indonesia for those three players can be approved? Agreed.
Republik Indonesia atas nama tersebut dapat disetujui. Terima kasih.
Adis Kadir further explained that the naturalization approval will be followed up in accordance with the applicable mechanism. The naturalization process of the three players is accelerated so that they can immediately strengthen the Indonesian national team in the 2026 World Cup qualification. Emil Audero currently plays for Italian club Palermo, has defended big Serie A clubs such as Inter Milan, Juventus and Como. Meanwhile, Joy Pelupesi has defended FC Twente Netherlands, Sheffield Wednesday England, FC Groningen Netherlands, and now he plays for Lommel SK Belgium. Dan James, a 24-year-old left-back who currently plays for Go Ahead Eagles in the Dutch Eredivisie, is a graduate of the Ajax Amsterdam Academy. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection highlights issues of violence against women, including in the digital sphere, and advocate for more gender-responsive policy. Ranoff has the detail.
The Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection said that various policies have been implemented to support gender equality. However, many issues still require collective attention, including violence against women and challenges in the digital age. Speaking at the International Women's Day 2025 media briefing in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indra Gunawan, expert staff of the Minister of Women, Empowerment and Child Protection for Institutional Relations, stated that violence against women, including in the digital realms, remained a major challenge. He said, International Women's Day serves as a reflection on strengthening women's empowerment and adopting global best practices.
And of course, this is something we can continuously work on, as we recognize that many issues concerning violence against women are also linked to digital developments. Digital violence in particular remains a major concern for all of us. Therefore, the commemoration of International Women's Day serves as a moment of reflection for us to collectively assess the goals and efforts in women's development at international level, what initiative we are currently undertaking, and how we can showcase and share best practices with the world as a common reference.
Indra stated that Indonesia, as a part of the international community, continues to promote more gender-responsive policies, including in long-term development planning. The Ministry of Women, Empowerment and Child Protection hopes that the commemoration of International Women's Day will raise awareness and spur concrete action by various stakeholders to accelerate women's empowerment and protection of their rights. The government also reaffirmed its commitment to work with global organizations such as UN Women and UNDP to ensure the creation of the safer and more equal environment for women in Indonesia.
We end the news with the Indonesian government that plans to provide capital of up to 500 million rupiah to micro, small and medium enterprises that involve in the free nutritious meals program. This funding will come from banks that work with the government and aims to support 30,900 MSME catering services. However, Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives highlighted the importance of clarity of the capital mechanism so as not to burden micro, small and medium enterprises. Member of Commission 7, Novita Hardani, asked the government to clarify whether the loan management will be carried out by the regional government or the Association of State-Owned Banks, or Himbara.
Nah, ini harus menjadi catatan, ini tidak boleh menjadi beban tambahan.
Now, this must be noted, it shouldn't be an additional burden on MSMEs involved in the free nutritious meals ecosystem. So from there, my friends and I from Commission 7 asked what mechanism will be implemented in the distribution of people's business credit worth 500 million rupiah to MSME actors. Novita emphasized the importance of ensuring that MSMEs receiving people's business credit can repay properly. She also asked the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises to be involved so this program is effective, sustainable, and the mechanism is implemented immediately. That was the news. Next, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled The House Approves Naturalization of Three Foreign Football Players, read by Anna Tridayakasih.
Commentary today is on House Approves Naturalization of Three Foreign Football Players. The Indonesian House of Representatives, in a plenary meeting on Thursday, approved the naturalization application for three foreign football players of Indonesian descent, namely Emil Audero Mulyadi from Italy, Dean James, and Joey Pelukasi from the Netherlands. They are expected to strengthen the Indonesian football team in the future. This decision signifies Indonesia's strategic step to improve the quality of the national team ahead of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. With this approval, the naturalization process will be accelerated in accordance with the applicable mechanism. The House agreed that the three players met the criteria to be granted Indonesian citizenship. Deputy Speaker of the House, Adis Kadir, emphasized the importance of this step in strengthening the Indonesian national team, especially with the international experience possessed by the three players. This decision also confirms Indonesia's commitment to improving the quality of national football, which doesn't only rely on local players, but also utilizes the potential of foreign players who have emotional ties to Indonesia. This naturalization process is considered important to be implemented immediately because the Indonesian national team needs additional strength in preparation for the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Emil Audero, who now plays for the Italian club Palermo and previously strengthened the big Series A clubs such as Juventus and Inter Milan, is seen as having very valuable experience. Likewise with Joey Pelupesi and Dean James, who have a track record of playing in European competitions and joining big clubs in the Netherlands, England and Belgium. With this decision, Indonesia is getting closer to forming a stronger and more competitive national team in the international arena. This success shows that efforts to strengthen the Indonesian national team are ongoing, along with the development of human resources involving local and international players. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive work are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau tak sanggup melangkah, hilang arah dalam kesendirian. Tiada mentari bagai malam yang kelam. Tiada tempat untuk berlabuh, bertahan terus berharap Allah selalu di sisimu. Insya Allah, insya Allah, insya Allah ada jalan. Decisions you have made haunt your mind, and your heart is full of shame. But don't despair and never lose hope, 'cause Allah is always by your side. Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Negeri elok
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, several countries in the world have giant seawalls as protection against coastal erosion and the threat of tidal flooding. Including in Indonesia, the giant seawall project was realized through the construction of the Great Seawall Jakarta, which is part of the National Capital Integrated Coastal Development, or NCICD. The giant seawall is around 32 kilometers long and was built on the coast of North Jakarta to protect the city from the threat of tidal flooding and prevent seawater from entering lower land. The Great Seawall Jakarta is expected to be an infrastructure solution that can increase the capital's resilience to climate change. Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Kala Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the New Year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, as the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announced to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adults to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hala Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rotan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Distance relationships. I normally do long distance relationships. Mm-hmm.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian blogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix and. For example,
mobil-mobilan. mobil-mobilan.
Which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species prefer sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. For closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu bunyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involved in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility, because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening to the English service of Voice of Indonesia. I'm Rahma Sanino. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'll see you in another interesting edition of the English service from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
dari Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat bergabung pendengar di seluruh dunia. Kembali lagi bersama saya, Agus Antika, dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Hanya di Voice of Indonesia. Dari Indonesia untuk dunia. Satu jam ke depan, kita akan menemani Anda dengan informasi terkini, musik Indonesia yang berkualitas, dan suasana santai yang menghangatkan. Diawali dengan warta berita, bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Bantuan internasional hanya tambahan anggaran negara. DPR dorong kejelasan mekanisme modal UMKM terlihat MBG. Bersama saya, Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Juru bicara Kementerian Luar Negeri Republik Indonesia, Rulian Shah Samirat, mengatakan Indonesia tidak mengutamakan keberadaan bantuan luar negeri dalam program pembangunan yang dilakukan di dalam negeri. Menurutnya, bantuan luar negeri yang masuk ke Indonesia hanya menempati urutan kedua setelah sumber pendanaan utama dari APBN. Hal itu disampaikan di Jakarta untuk menjawab pertanyaan wartawan terkait rencana Amerika Serikat menghentikan pendanaan global melalui United States Agency for International Development atau USAID. Ia menjelaskan, hingga saat ini pemerintah Indonesia belum mendapatkan informasi resmi terkait penghentian dana bantuan tersebut, serta sektor mana saja yang akan terdampak jika penghentian pendanaan tersebut benar-benar terjadi.
Namun satu hal yang dapat saya tekankan adalah bahwa selama ini pemerintah Indonesia selalu menempatkan bantuan asing dari negara manapun itu sebagai sifatnya pelengkap, suplemen, dan bukan sumber utama. Sumber utama pendanaan dari berbagai hal yang dibutuhkan Indonesia tentu berasal dari APBN sendiri, dari dana yang ada di Indonesia.
Rulian Shah juga menyampaikan bahwa Indonesia saat ini tengah berada dalam masa transisi dari negara penerima menjadi negara donor. Menurutnya, sebagai anggota G20 dengan ekonomi yang tumbuh pesat, Indonesia berupaya menempatkan diri dalam setiap kebijakan politik dan ekonomi luar negeri. Oleh karena itu, menurutnya, pemerintah Indonesia terus memperkuat kerjasama internal untuk memastikan terlaksananya program-program pembangunan dengan atau tanpa bantuan dari negara lain. Berita selanjutnya, Rapat Paripurna Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia ke-14 masa persidangan 2 tahun sidang 2024-2025 menyetujui permohonan pertimbangan pemberian kewarganegaraan atau naturalisasi terhadap 3 calon pemain tim nasional sepak bola Indonesia atas nama Emil Audero, Dian James, dan Joe Palupesi. Wakil Ketua DPR RI Adis Kadir di Kompleks Parlemen Jakarta menjelaskan, berdasarkan surat Presiden nomor R15/03/2025, R16/03/2025, dan R17/03/2025 tanggal 3 Maret 2005, pemimpin DPR RI telah menugaskan Komisi 10 DPR RI dan Komisi 13 DPR RI untuk membahas naturalisasi itu. Hasil dari pembahasan Komisi 10 DPR RI dan Komisi 13 DPR RI, 3 calon pemain timnas itu kemudian disetujui untuk diberikan kewarganegaraan Republik Indonesia.
Berdasarkan hasil pembahasan Komisi 10 dan Komisi 13 DPR RI memutuskan menyetujui pemberian pertimbangan kewarganegaraan Republik Indonesia kepada Saudara Joy Matis Palupesi, Saudara Emil Audero Mulyadi, dan Saudara Dian Robin James. Sehubungan dengan itu, kami meminta persetujuan pada rapat paripurna hari ini apakah permohonan pertimbangan pemberian kewarganegaraan Republik Indonesia atas nama tersebut dapat disetujui. Terima kasih.
Adis Kadir lebih lanjut menjelaskan, persetujuan naturalisasi tersebut akan ditindaklanjuti sesuai dengan mekanisme yang berlaku. Proses naturalisasi ketiga pemain ini disegerakan agar mereka bisa memperkuat timnas Indonesia dalam lanjutan kualifikasi Piala Dunia 2026. Berita terakhir, pemerintah Indonesia berencana memberikan modal hingga 500 juta rupiah kepada usaha mikro kecil dan menengah atau UMKM yang terlibat dalam program Makan Bergizi Gratis atau MBG. Pendanaan ini akan berasal dari bank-bank yang bekerja sama dengan pemerintah dan bertujuan mendukung 30.900 UMKM jasa catering. Namun Komisi 7 DPR RI menyoroti pentingnya kejelasan mekanisme permodalan agar tidak memberatkan UMKM. Anggota Komisi 7 Novita Hardini meminta pemerintah memperjelas apakah pengelolaan penjaminan akan dilakukan oleh pemerintah daerah atau himpunan bank milik negara atau himbara.
Nah, ini harus menjadi catatan, ini tidak boleh menjadi beban tambahan terhadap pelaku-pelaku UMKM yang terlibat dalam ekosistem MBG. Maka dari situ saya dan teman-teman Komisi 7 menanyakan bagaimana mekanisme yang akan diberlakukan dalam pendistribusian KUR senilai 500 juta kepada pelaku UMKM.
Novita menekankan pentingnya memastikan UMKM